Perfect. So hello, everyone, and good afternoon. And welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Autumn Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Now I'll be facilitating tonight's meeting. A couple of reminders. First, as always, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment, during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If you wish to remain anonymous, you do not have to state your name, but as always, to the members of the Magnolia staff and our board our committee members, if you may please state your name before giving your comment or your question. And the third reminder is that we have a 5:30 p.m. regular board meeting. So I encourage everyone to keep within the 30-minute parameter for this Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Mohamedov as our committee chair. If you may please call the meeting to order. The time is 5:02 p.m.
Yes, hello everyone. I would like to call the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. And then just out of clarification, Mr. Sheehan, are you joining as a member of the public?
I'll be honest, I had this show up on Board on Track as a meeting that I was supposed to attend. So that's why I'm here, but I'm happy to be in whatever capacity.
Yeah, you can join as a member of the public. The committee right now after Friday is just composed of Mr. Mohamedov and Ms. Gonzalez, but you're more than welcome to stay.
Okay, I was not aware of that. Okay, thank you. I will stay off of you.
Got it.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Nice to see you.
So with that, I'll go ahead and take attendance. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We have established quorum. Next, we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Seconded.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Mr. Mohamedov for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comments, 6 minutes if translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you wish to give a public comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect, thank you. If no public comments, we'll move forward next with the approval of minutes. If there's no objections from the committee members, we can approve both minutes in one motion. Is there any objections? Perfect, if not, the motion is to approve the minutes from the regular Audit and Facilities Committee meeting on May 5th, 2022, and the regular Audit and Facilities Committee meeting on June 21st, 2022. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion to approve the minutes for May 5th and June 21st, 2022.
And I second Nicole.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The minutes for May 5th and June 21st, 2022 has been approved. Next, we're moving on to the recommended action items, starting with 2A, approval of agreement with Universal Awning to build two shade structures for Magnolia Science Academy 1 High School. I'll turn it over to Mr. Sahin, our facilities project manager.
All right, good evening, everyone. Good evening, dear board members, colleagues, and stakeholders. This is Mustafa Sahin. I'm the project manager for Magnolia Public Schools. So the item in front of you is we are proposing to build two shade structures on top of the high school building on the rooftop to provide more shaded area for the students to be used during school, before school, after school, during PE. And so we released an RFP for this project. And then we published the RFP on our website, and we also shared the link with seven different awning companies on the same day. It was July 11, and then the vendors are as follows: Stanford Sign and Awning, Universal Awning, Pacifica Awning, Marine Awning, Van Nuys Awning, American Awning, and Superior Awning. You know, and I also, you know, we also follow up with them, and only four of them expressed interest in submitting in bidding. The Pacifica Awning called me and said that they would not be able to submit bid because of their busy schedule. And Van Nuys Awning said they would be submitting the bid within 1 to 3 days, but they never submitted. I never received a bid from them. And then we received two bids, one from Universal Awning, one from Stanford Awning. The team decided to go with this Universal Awning first because we already worked with them. They already installed one shade structure in front of high school. And then the second, their proposal would not impact the structure of the building, as they proposed a retractable shade structure for the rooftop. So if you guys have any questions, for this project, we are gonna use ESSER fund, and we also received the approval from Department of Education. And if you guys have any questions, I am here to answer. Patrick, I don't know if I missed anything.
No, I just, hi, this is Patrick Ontiveros, Director of Facilities and General Counsel. I just wanted to add a little bit to what Mustafa said. of the two bids that we received, part of the reason the Universal one is appealing to us is that we don't think the other proposal is ultimately going to work. Our building was never designed to have a fixed permanent shade structure attached to the roof. We had looked at that possibility, I want to say over a year ago, maybe even further. But the structural engineer that we spoke to at the time, the same structural engineer that advised us on the shade structure for the first floor patio, actually was the same structural engineer that helped design the building. They said we would have to do a lot of retro work to strengthen the building to allow it to support a fixed shade structure. So at the time we decided, let's look at the possibility of some kind of retractable shade apparatus on the roof. And at the time our structural engineer said that would definitely work, you know, so long as it's not a fixed structure, it won't harm the building. So in soliciting bids and also reviewing them, it was clear that, you know, both from a price perspective as well as a constructability perspective, the Universal Awning proposal was the better of the two. So just wanted to add that context as well. Thank you.
Hello, this is Alfredo, Patrick, Alfredo, CEO, Superintendent. Patrick and Mustafa, we talked about if we did go with this vendor, the specification around estimated time of completion of the project. Can you shine light on what that estimation is that
sure.
we agreed to with this vendor?
Sure. 6 to 10 weeks.
So from the time that they start, it'll be 6 to 10 weeks before they complete.
Yes, depending on permitting, depending on, you know, he was supposed to get back to me today by just looking at his stock to see if he had enough material to start. And then that would also kind of play a role in completing the project. But he said usually 6 to 10 weeks. 10 is the worst case scenario, 6 is the best case scenario. So that's what he gave me that window, 6 to 10 weeks.
Thank you for providing that context.
Uh-huh. And I this is Patrick again, if I may add, I think the key there is also the permitting process. We because of the funds that we'll be using, you know, two things are true. One is it's a prevailing wage project. So that's one factor. The other factor is it needs to be permitted. So we want to make sure that we obviously abide by those requirements. We've had a I would say a good deal of luck recently with the building and safety. They know our projects. They want to help us. They want to help us to make our project successful and make them come to fruition as quickly as possible. They understand all the factors. So I'm confident that we could get through permitting in pretty short order. You know, that said, building and safety is always a wild card. Sometimes they can be very quick, as we've experienced with our modular project. Other times, you know, it's anybody's guess how long it's going to take. But I think we've established a really positive relationship with them. Again, they know our projects, you know, not only because of who we are, but also because of the adjacent ice skating rink that's going to be constructed. So we are very much at the top of their minds as far as these projects are concerned. So all that is to say is I'm confident that Universal Awning can deliver according to the schedule that Mustafa laid out. They did so with the first project that we did with them with really great results, I think. And so I do trust their assertion that, you know, 6 to 10 weeks, you know, again, once we have permits, I think that's very realistic.
If the board has any questions they may have, we can answer.
Thank you, Mr. Sahim. Before we turn it over to the committee members, is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. Thank you guys for presenting. I have a question before we go into this. So when we have this RFPs, is it like we put it on our own website, right? You guys send it to the vendors we have, right, on record that you would like them to bid, and we put it on our website as well?
So the first step, this is Mustafa Sahin, the project manager. The first step is I always, before I share with anyone, I always put our website. So there is a website. There is on our website, there is a place specifically for the bid. And then we
does that link go like some bigger platforms or no?
No. It stays on our website. And then there's a specific place for us to release the bids. So after we publish our website, and then I kind of share the link with the vendors that we have on our preferred vendor list. And then, you know, that has been our, you know, practice since I started, I don't know, before.
Okay. Got it. Sahin, so when we have, I was reading this through and they give us 7 days to respond on this, right? On this quote. So
this had 11 days.
11 days, yes, 11. The other one is 7, I think.
The other one has
companies put like these like deadlines even for quotes. I truly believe that we should have deadline for them to complete the job if we award them.
Sure.
I think at least we should have that. Just think that over between yourselves too, but I'd like to see that in the future quotations, if possible. If it's technically not possible, that's fine. but some sort of deadline, because right now 6 to 4 weeks is like 1 month. I think it's for a 10-week job. I mean, 2.5 month job is 1 month is like 40%. Like it could deviate. That's a lot, I think. I don't know. But just a thought, okay. It would make me feel a little bit in a position where we can question them if things don't go as we want them to go.
No, that's a good feedback, definitely. Mm-hmm. And then it's one of the items that we always have in our agreement after we pick the vendor. And then when we sign the agreement, it's always in the agreement that where we say, okay, when are you going to complete? This is the date you guys are going to complete. But we will definitely make sure.
I mean, usually we don't see the final agreement. Not that we have to see it. We don't need to once we okay it. But let's try to get them into the earlier,
sure,
so that we can keep them on track. I looked up the company, and you guys are saying that it was, they did a job for us in the past, and ESSER funds are being used. Financial impact is minimal. I think I'm good. Thank you.
This is Patrick. May I just add one more thing? We do include in our RFPs what our desired timeline is. And we ask them, can you meet this schedule? If not, can you tell us what your proposed delivery or completion date is? So we may or may not have said that in this one. I know we were... as soon as we got that approval from, I think from the state, as far as the use of the ESSER funds, we wanted to kind of get it out there right away so that we could get bids and get moving on the project. So just by way of context.
And sorry, I was going to also mention about that little bit, just not to take people's time further, but, we always have been very flexible if any vendor needed extra time to submit their bid. So we never say, okay, you are done. We passed the deadline whatsoever. If they reach out to us, if they request any extended time, that's always given. And then I'll share what happened in the next item as well. Okay, sorry.
Thank you for that. Any further questions from the committee members? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the committee to approve the agreements with Universal Awning to build two shade structures on the rooftop of Magnolia Science Academy 1 High School building, with the proposed amount for both shade structures being $272,322 and a contingency of 20%, or $54,464.40 to cover permitting and other unforeseen expenses. Staff further recommends that the committee moves that the MPS Board of Directors adopt the same. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mika.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries. Next, we'll move on to recommended action item 2B, approval of agreements with Zingo Construction to upgrade the plumbing fixtures at Magnolia Science Academy 1, 7, and Santa Ana. I'll turn it over again to Mr. Sahin, and just a reminder, we're at 5:20 p.m. Go ahead, Mr. Sahin.
Okay, so good evening, dear board members and stakeholders. This is Mustafa Sahin, project manager again. So the item in front of you is we are seeking your approval to sign an agreement with Zingo Construction to upgrade the plumbing fixtures. So we kind of follow the same procedures with this bid as well. Or let me just add one more thing. As you know, we received some grant from CalShape Plumbing. We started that process last year, 2021, September, and then that's when we submitted the proposal. So we finally, are at the agreement, we finally signed the agreement with them. We are at, executing the grant. So when we RFP, when we released the RFP, when we received the bids, it was like 40%, 30%, 40% above our grant that we received. And then I reached out to CallShape. I said, look, we submitted the proposal last year, and now it's everything is higher than last year. So are you guys gonna be able to make the difference? And then they said, no. And then I said, okay, then instead of completing the project 100%, can we just complete the project, the amount that we receive, you know, like percentage of the project, not 100%. They said, no as well. So that's why we, then they said, we need to kind of cancel our agreement and then apply again just for a higher amount. And when we checked with the school site principal, they decided to make the difference from the school's budget and then get this project done. So that's why we are right now here. And then that's why you have seen some different numbers. Again, just for this RFP, we also published on our website and then shared the link with five vendors that we have worked in the past, and then they are also in our preferred vendor list. So those vendors are Blackwell Construction, Zingo Construction, Sosa Construction, DeGeronimo Construction, and then State Plumbing Inc. And then I also followed up with them after 5 days when I shared the link. And then Blackwell Construction said that they needed more time to be able to bid for this project. And then I said, okay, just let me know when you are available to come to the site, because they said they needed to see the site. And that was it. They did not respond. They did not tell me anything. You know, I was willing to extend the time, give them the time that they needed to come to site to see the, you know, bathrooms and other fixtures that we need to replace. So, and then, you know, after receiving one bid, we decided to go with Zingo Construction for this project. Completion for this project, again, the vendor stated that they would be done, those three schools, in 6 weeks. And Patrick, did I forget anything? Do you want to add anything or?
Hi, this is Patrick again. The only thing I wanted to add, this was kind of an interesting process, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, Mustafa, but we had to submit, in order to apply, we had to submit a budget to them. But then we also had to, you know, kind of after we've submitted a budget, we had to then go back, you know, do an RFP, get bids, and then hopefully it lines up. I think because of the inflationary environment that we find ourselves, the original grant didn't cover the original proposal amount that we had submitted. So as Mustafa mentioned, he did circle back with CallShape, you know, pointed out that, hey, it's a different environment now, to see if we can get more funding. And as Mustafa mentioned, they, you know, in order for us to get more funding, we'd have to basically withdraw our application and then resubmit with no guarantee that we would get it. So, you know, to us, it seems the better approach is to take what we have and supplement it. In each of these instances, we did, or Mustafa, I should say, discussed it with the school about, you know, this, the position we found ourselves in. Did they want us to withdraw? Did they want to use the funding and supplement it? What was their preference? And they said we really want to take advantage of this grant. So, you know, that's why we decided to move forward.
Thank you, team. At this moment, I'll open up to questions for members of the public, if they have any. If not, committee members, do you have any questions regarding this item? Perfect. Perfect. If no questions, the motion is for the committee to approve the agreements with Zingo Construction to upgrade the plumbing fixtures at Magnolia Science Academy 1, 7, and Santa Ana according to CalShape plumbing grant requirements, and further recommends that the committee moves that the NPS Board of Directors adopt the same. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Nikon.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries. And that concludes all of our items for today's Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. At this moment, Mr. Mohamedov, if you may please adjourn. The time is 5:27 p.m.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I would like to adjourn the Magnolia Public Schools Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, and I'll see you at the next board meeting.
See you. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.